King Rose Court on the DPN network. Here we go. This is just an old episode just to keep you going until we reconvene next week. And it's the one where Creep were under the influence. Check it out. Enjoy. So here we go. King Rose Court is now under the influence. Today we have Jay and Liam from Creep talking to me about their influence, their main influence in their band. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be such fun. And yeah, they are going to play some songs. And yeah, I am going to sing with them. So strap yourselves in and get ready for Under the Influence. And we are here with King Rose Court, Under the Influence. This is my new thing I've been going on and on about for months. And this is the first time we've been able to get into the same room together and actually try this motherfucker out. So normally we would do a band, and it's been on Zoom the last while. But now I finally have two of my friends with me, and I'm so happy and excited about this. I have Creep, I have Liam, and I have Jay from Creep. How are we, boys?
All good, man. How are you?
I'm excited, as you can probably tell.
Us too, man.
This is either going to go, this is either going to really well or really shit. So, like, they all blame on me, okay? What the plan is, Under the Influence, is we're going to... I want you guys to play one of your own songs acoustic first. Then we're going to have a little chat about how Creep are doing, how's everyone doing with lockdown, all that bollocks. Then we're going to talk about your band that has influenced your sound the most. And I want... We'll have a nice discussion about the band... See if there's any little stories we can think about and just shoot the shit about that band. And we'll wait until after to tell the people who may or may not know who it is. But we'll go from there, and then we'll get you to cover one of their songs. We'll do a little bit more chat, and then maybe, as I said, and yous are up for it, I'll sing yous, which is on one of their songs as well. Sounds okay, yeah?
Honoured, man.
It's so, listen, Liam, it's your first time in King Rose Court. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you've all, there's been an open invitation there for you for fucking years. You know that, man.
Never get the time to come out. I'm always working or something.
That's not good enough for me.
Not good enough now.
Anyway, look, enough with the shit chat. The beers are flowing. We're going to have fun. And Creep are going to play one of their own songs. And it is called
In a Dream.
Take it away, fellas.
It's our call.
Cool, lads.
That was nice.
I was trying to hold myself from singing it out.
That's very good. Really good. The Kinsticks are actually good in there.
I know. Well, really good. I jam in here with the Sack of Blues band when.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we used to until Jake was kind of getting a bit older and waking up all the time.
Yeah. It's
really nice. Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's cool for acoustic stuff. It really is. Yeah. Like. Yeah. So, welcome back. And how many times have you been on King Bo's Corner?
This is my fourth.
Fourth, isn't it?
Well,
fair play.
32 now, is it?
What?
32.
32, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Between 4 to 32.
So, thanks for coming in. And so, what's going on with Creep at the minute?
Just jamming, yeah. That's all we can really do at the minute, you know.
Obviously, well, of course, you released a new video.
We released a new video there on Tuesday, yeah, More Disaster, if anyone hasn't checked it out. Creep More Disaster, you'll find it on Facebook or YouTube and all that. I think we were kind of lucky, I think, you know, before the lockdown, because we just finished recording our first studio album.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of had the songs where, you know, unfortunately for some other bands, they didn't, obviously, you know, because no one knew what was coming. So I think the timing was bad in a way, because we couldn't have our, you know, release show and stuff like that. But at the same time, it was actually quite good.
Yeah,
because we had the songs there, and I think we've released, I think that's the fourth single we've released.
Yeah, fourth up there. We're lucky enough to get in before everything happened, like, so.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And it's great then, we have the songs there, so we kind of had, we could kind of do what we want here. We could wait. We could release one by one. We could release a couple of them, release the album.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a lot of different things we could do, so I think we were quite lucky that we did have songs there. Obviously, you know, with printing CDs and t-shirts and stuff, there's been a big delay on that, but...
That's look, that's kind of secondary nowadays. Well, not the t-shirts, but CDs.
Yeah.
CDs.
It's all Spotify now, man.
Yeah, once you're bringing out stuff nowadays, it's it's cool. Like, I mean, and as I say, the merch will follow.
Yeah, 100%. That's,
you know? That's crazy. What's it like, Liam, having another guitarist in the band?
Oh, we started off with two guitar players, really. Like,
right.
So, when we...
I didn't realise he was as good as he fucking is.
I know.
That's fucking brilliant.
Funny enough, our first ever gig, I was actually playing rhythm guitar.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, you're a great guitarist.
That's not.
Well, you're great.
It's easy to play with him. Well, it's very
greatness.
Easy to play with
him. No, it's his greatness, man.
Yeah, oh, well. I don't know, but I think, yeah, it's cool. We work off each other well, I think, don't we?
We spend most of the time, like, the two of us kind of grew up just playing together in general.
Yeah.
Before we started playing the band, like, we always practiced out the front garden and learning stuff together and stuff like that anyway, so...
And have you brought in kind of ideas now and as well as lyrics now?
Oh, riff-wise, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think even to be fair... I think
we always did, really.
We always had, like, Ryan would write riffs.
Really?
Yeah, man, we literally... Liam would write a drum beat. Lion or Paul would write a melody.
I get you.
We're all just, you know,
upside down band, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we actually have Paul doing harmonies now.
Really?
In this
folk harmonies.
Yeah. And it's sounding.
Sound good,
sweet.
Is it?
Sweet. It sounds.
Sound a lot bigger. So
it's a lot bigger.
Like,
yeah.
On the albums.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you hear some of the harmonies, you know, on the album that I've written, you know, they're pretty cool. A lot of them are really kind of big.
You've probably, like me, you're writing it with your own voice in mind.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I do that as well, when I'm harmonising with myself. Like,
yeah.
You know,
but it's great now to be able to have that live. Do you know what I'm saying? Because you probably felt maybe people were like, oh, that sounds really good. It sounds so different live. There's only one vocal, there's only one melody in it, you know? So obviously when we're lucky enough to play a gig again, you know, I'm sure you're on the same boat as us.
Absolutely.
It's it'd be nice to kind of bring that in to show the people something new.
Deadly. And
so, getting better.
What kind of... Like, I'm trying to... Not that I know Paul very well, but I'm just trying to imagine what he'd sound like.
Mm. He's got a good voice.
Really?
He's got a really good voice. Yeah. I remember...
He picked them up fairly fast as well.
Yeah.
It was two jam sessions and you had pretty much all the songs down. Brilliant. Ready to go.
We were in our local pub months ago. Probably a couple of years ago now, actually, because I think he just joined the band. And obviously, we still didn't know each other that well, you know? So we were kind of trying to get to know each other and going out for beers and stuff. And the only... way creep knows how. I remember he was in the bathroom and he was singing the song Santa Lucia.
Oh yeah, Santa Lucia.
And he's just lashing it out in the bathroom. I'm like, what the? It was like The Simpsons and they hear Barney singing in the bathroom.
Yeah,
you know, they just look like, you know. And that's what it was like. He's like, Jesus, man, he's got a fucking hell of a voice, you know. But he's good. He's a very experienced musician. He's a top class musician, Paul.
Yeah.
Very lucky to have him.
No, he's a good guy, yeah.
Very lucky to have him.
And, yeah, Jesus. That's good that you have product, like you were saying.
It's
not product's a cold word to use, but it's great you have stuff. Yeah.
It's just getting added, I think, more and more with the second guitar coming in. And because me and Liam have played together for so long, it sounds great with the two of us bouncing off each other. Now a harmony's coming in, so it just feels like it's just always improving with us. We're never going to get to where we want to. We're always going to want to get better.
Everybody does.
If somebody's settled, you know...
If there's someone's
there's something wrong.
Yeah.
There's something horribly wrong, you know. You've got to keep improving. So,
what's the story? Yeah, had you got to cancel many gigs? Or postpone
any? I think we were lucky. I think we only had to cancel one. We had Klein scheduled, but...
did they put you on it in the end?
No. Not yet. We're still waiting on the contract.
I'm sure you as well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sure, yeah, 100%. Yeah. It's just about being patient, you know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But yeah, we actually had a great show actually lined up in April in Chennai with, I think it was Scathed. Am I pronouncing that right?
Scathed.
Scathed.
It's like a silent TH.
Yeah, I always fucking pronounce it wrong. Good band.
They're deadly, man, yeah.
Yeah. And we had, who else was it? There was a band from the UK, man.
Oh, right. I think them Scathed asked us to play that.
Did they?
I think someone did. I may have. We've this year we have actually been asked to play a lot of gigs.
Yeah.
You know. could have been one of them. I know Skate did ask us to play with them at one point.
Oh, maybe it was. Jeez, man, that wouldn't sound real. Because it was a great lawyer. I can't remember the name of the bleeding band from the UK. But I think they'd actually play Bullstock.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, but it wasn't Kingwich, was it?
No. Break something. I can't remember, man. I don't want to mess up.
We'll find it up and we'll...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll look it up. But other than that, I don't think we had anything lined up.
We had something like 12 gigs.
12?
To postpone or cancel. Wow. Now, a lot of them that weren't our own time, because I try not to book gigs in case... Because it's an awful lot of work.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But we had a cool gig lined up with Crowcon.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
Like some heavy hitters.
Which kicker and all was on that as well, weren't they? Yeah, I've seen that. That was some lineup.
Ah, some lineup.
Where was that meant to be?
In the Grand Social.
Oh, the Social, nice. And what was wanted to play there?
It's a debut venue.
Yeah, I've played there with the Sacred Blues band, and it's good.
It looks well. Just only kind of seen, pictures and stuff for bands in there. Seems cool, man.
I was in there before COVID. That was the last gig. Grand Magus in there.
Well, Grand Magus, yeah.
That's what I went to before everything shut down.
Was it like in there? Was it good for Grand Magus?
Oh, they were
there. Loud as hell. Yeah. We've played with them.
Have you played with them? Well,
Cork Winterfest years ago.
Yeah. Was that when they played down in the Point Bar and then from the...
They were playing...
The last album came out, I think.
No. It was years ago. They played. It was in the Krushkin Land.
Oh, right.
And it was with them and Hail of Bullets and a few others. It was a great fucking gig, actually.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
But they were... I didn't like the way they went, actually. I liked the earlier stuff. It's good. Do you like them, Grand Magus?
I don't know enough about them to comment.
You'd like,
honestly.
I'd say you
must
like
listen to them. There's so many bands I have to listen to.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to give you a list before you go home today.
I think you did. I think you do every time I'm here. I'm very stubborn when it comes to my music. No, I like that. That's it. I'm not trying anyone new.
Are you listening to that new at the minute, actually?
Go on. I'm going to have to think.
I've just been kind of going back into the older stuff that I normally listen to, and they're kind of influenced, like the bluesy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I listen to Clarence Gatewell Brown.
Okay.
You know him?
Not familiar, but I'll check him out.
Oh, blues guitar, but he plays violin and everything as well.
Oh, deadly.
How could I forget? Alien Weaponry.
Yeah,
that's wow.
They're only young, isn't they?
I think the oldest member's 21. The drummer.
Like that, kids, yeah.
And then his brother, I think, is the youngest. I think he's only 18. Only turned.
Did you just go and see them?
No.
Oh, I missed it.
No. I think Dead Level and Ace
Set. Dead Level definitely did, yeah.
Or Words That Born, was it? I think two of them did.
I think it was Dead Level and Words That Born.
Yeah, that was in the Voodoo, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, it was a massive rage. That would have been a great show to go to.
Yeah.
I'm listening to a lot of them. Volby as well, man. I think I'm
Volby?
Yeah, big fan.
You did say that to me before, actually.
Because I seen them in the Olympia. Holy shit, you would no idea how heavy they are, live.
Who, Volby?
They are unbelievable, live. And if you ask anybody that's ever seen them, say, I'm not a big fan. But holy God, they are very, very good live.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of got me onto them a little bit. Yeah. It was kind of last minute. Just kind of man and that.
It's to each their own, isn't it? Really?
That's the thing. Yeah. I think they're good. My girlfriend doesn't like them. She says the singer reminds of her of Cher.
What's the heaviest Michelle would like now?
Heaviest? Oh, Slipknot would be one of her favorite bands.
Really?
Yeah. No, she goes because her dad's into all the old school rock, Zeppelin and all that. Zeppelin, Pink Floyd would be. But then again, I think her favourite artist is Buddy Holly and Elvis and the Rat Pack she loves as well.
Yeah.
She listens to everybody. Literally, she listens to everybody. Yeah, she likes Slipknot and Pantera especially. Yeah. And Alice in Chains, of course.
Of course. But I think, yeah.
Two Tales of Woe, sorry, they're her favourite bands.
One of. They have to be.
Come on, plug yourself, man.
No, I'll do enough talking about myself on this show as it is. So yeah, how's everyone's parents and all? I know that probably sounds like a bit, but everyone all safe and happy enough during this lockdown? What's it been like for you? Lockdown, all that crap.
I've been still working away, so it's pretty much the same as before. I just work in a shop now, so it's just the same shit. Like, it's just been a bit easier to get to work with less traffic.
Mm-hmm.
That,
are you on public transport?
Yeah.
I'm saying, I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's like that.
I don't do it. I can't get.
Are you far from where you work?
Oh, a 20-minute walk.
You still
got
a taxi.
Yeah,
that's. Well, sure. Look. When the restrictions were first lifted, I was finished work at say 7 o'clock and you're home till 9:45.
Wow.
So yeah, I hate public transport.
Yeah, I'm not a fan at all.
But I don't know. There seems to be a weird vibe around the place.
everyone's on edge.
Yeah, it's...
Everybody's on edge, you know. It's so sad that, you know, when you see people that you might haven't seen in a while, you don't know how to greet them.
Yeah, I didn't know. I wasn't sure if to give you a hug or not.
Yeah, they could be all, they could be like, oh, fuck it, come on in, man. Like, you know what I mean? I'm getting tested quite, because working in a hospital, I'm tested quite regularly, so... It's quite nice to have that piece. It's not nice.
I got done last week.
Yeah. The throat one or is it the nose and the bottom of your
mouth? The nose.
Yeah, the throat.
Throat didn't bother me.
I don't feel that at all.
No.
The nose one, man, it tingles your brain.
It was weird. It was, yeah.
I hope no one listening has to go get tested tomorrow.
But look, if they do, it's not painful, it's just uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable, and it's only for a second or two as well. So.
Literally, although...
feels like 20.
They came out to do Arlene and the kids. And they did Arlene's both nostrils. Not at the same time, but they did.
Sometimes, I think they had to do that to my mum and work as well. They actually had to do it twice, I think.
How is your mum doing all the week in work, yeah? You don't need to talk about that, but just saying, she's safe and all, yeah?
Yeah, we're grand. We were lucky in our hospital.
Shout out to Mammy and Pappy McGinnis
there. Yeah, absolutely, Granny and Granda. Aye.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's a gilf now. Sorry.
It's all right, you're not the first person to say. Whoa. She'd be fucking delighted.
She better listen to it now.
Exactly, I'll tell her. Actually, she's not well at the moment. She's a kidney stone or something she has.
Oh, no, they're not great.
And she's recovering from that now,
So, we'll move on a bit more about music, but we'll talk a little bit about football, will we?
Yeah, Liam would love that, yeah.
Liam, just cover your ears, the boys are talking for a minute. Football, what do you think? Liverpool? Happy?
Very happy. Very happy. And delighted we're going to do it again as well. Starts with a big win on Sunday against Chelsea.
I love the fact that you were able to outscore Leeds, like, do you know what I mean?
Very impressive.
I mean, we didn't even play that good and we still be fucking pointing 3-1. You know what I mean? It's good.
You've got a striker up top.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It's going to be an interesting season, isn't it?
It's going to be great, man. There's so many teams.
Yeah. So many good. Look at Wolves.
Leicester.
Yeah.
Great start to the season as well.
Absolutely.
I can't remember who they'd be.
Leicester
3-0.
Oh god, yeah, I can't remember.
There's teams there, man, that are gonna, you know, push. I think for me it's gonna be City and Liverpool again. I think the two of them are just at the moment, they're just
at the minute.
The likes of Chelsea, I think next season, I think it's just too early for a title.
I agree with you.
They'll definitely get top four.
Yeah. It's not a short term fix. Look what Liverpool did.
Exactly. And they've got to be patient with Lampard. Because look, it worked out with Klopp. Klopp wasn't over necessarily great in his first couple of years.
No.
I think we finished sixth. In his first year.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to be patient.
You got to give them a chance. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's enough talk about football.
Yeah, really.
Okay, that's just us catching up. You know what I mean? Right. So let's go into the under the influence part of the podcast, which is. We are going to talk about the band who I think, anyway, and I presume they have influenced your sound and your songwriting and your almost day-to-day creepness.
Yeah.
And they are?
Alice in Chains.
Imagine if I had said Pearl Jam.
Oh, God, no.
I'm
going
to say Johnny Cash.
Well, Johnny Cash is better than Pearl Jam.
Joe Moore down the Cher road there now. Yeah. that's my own personal thing.
So, as I was saying, this is... I want to try this out because, you know, I want to put one. I know you're going to do this great, but there's other bands that are going to be coming in that are going to be kind of acoustically under the cosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I'll explain that to you off camera later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is going to work great.
Mm.
Tell me what attracted you both to Alice in Chains.
I think, well, me and Lane were just obviously Lane being named Lane. My mum and dad.
Lane is the creep drummer,
brother. Yeah, my brother. Obviously, my mum and dad were massive. Just rock metal fans in general, but you know, obviously they loved Alice in Chains, and you know, obviously it kind of get bled into us. And I'm sure, you know, it was playing through a speaker when my mum was pregnant on us, you know, so I'm sure we were listening before we were born. It's just something that stuck with us. I think I said to you before, when me and Liam were younger and we had our bunk beds and stuff, we'd actually go to sleep to the Alice in Chains greatest hits on the radio.
Definitely.
Every single night we go to sleep to it. And I think it's just, it's funny because even when Creep started, like, we weren't, I was kind of not out of an Alice in Chains phase there, but I was kind of listening to more heavy kind of music, and I kind of wanted to go down a little bit of a heavier route.
Mm.
But I just think it suits us. I just think it's nice that we can do this. that we can pick up a couple of acoustics and do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of metal bands, no disrespect to them at all, but they wouldn't be able to do it. They wouldn't be, especially play their own music, you know? So I think you've got to find that balance. And we've got a very wide audience range, I think, you know, which people that would like the lighter stuff, you know, because a lot of people would say, oh, are you into that fucking screamo shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I get that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I think that style definitely suits us. Like, we're not a grunge dot band. I think we're grunge, we're metal. He's a fucking blues guitarist, he's not a metal guitarist, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's a given.
And shit in there,
Doom as well, like, you know, like, we have a new song coming out now, it's, you know, it's, what is it, what is that?
The one we're working on now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's a bit of so dark and stoner Doom kind of, very different for us.
I'm interested to hear that.
It's very different for us, yeah, like, people are going to be like, oh, Jesus, man, like, you know, still quite good, melodic, like, nice harmonies in there, but yeah, it's just, it's, obviously meeting the boys then as well, like, you know, they're all massive Alice in Chains fans, so they're just a big influence on us. We don't try and sound like them at all, you know, and
it just happens.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, I've ranted and raved how many times when people have said that to me, but
yeah,
but you know, something that suits us, yeah, it's our sound, you know,
it's not, there's no harm wearing your influences on your sleeve, and that's not trying to copy them. It's like me, it's like, people always go, oh, you sound like Tom Araya sometimes, and I go, I know I do, but that's not intentional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or people used to say I sounded like Kirk Wednesday, and I was like, no, I don't really, but okay.
Shout out to Brother Cork.
Absolutely. The old one. We're drinking some cold ones. But you know, like, if there's no harm, like, Alice in Chains for me are a very important band.
For a lot of people.
A lot of, like, I mean, obviously, I mean, I grew up listening to Dirt. Now, we know that the subject matter from that album is quite dark.
Very, yeah.
That doesn't mean I can't relate to some of it.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like, 100%. I was, 14 when that came out.
Wow.
And that's what I was listening to when I was a 14-year-old.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So, but, like, don't, like, you know yourself, if a song or an album resonates with you, it never leaves your life.
Yeah, it sticks with you.
Never leaves your life. You
it's
know?
Funny, because even, like, I go back, I'd listen to a lot of their music bank stuff, like the earlier stuff.
Great, isn't it?
It's brilliant. Mm. It's actually so good.
Social
Parasite. Social Parasite, I Can't Have Your Blues.
Wasn't the first time we jammed together, wasn't it?
Social Parasite, was. Long Gone Day. Long Gone Day by Mad Season, yeah. There's another band as well that are influences. Mad Season, man. They're fucking...
Stevie and Lanigan together.
Yeah. I mean, even the drummer, what's his name? Barrett, is it? Martin?
Who was he with? Was he with another one of those bands?
He was with Mad Season. I think he was with Walking fucking Paper. That band we were meant to support.
Walking Papers?
Duff's old band,
yeah.
I think he drummed with them as well.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah. I think he was drumming with them actually when we could have played that show. Obviously, Paul was actually, I think he'd only have one rehearsal. And we got a phone call to say, guys, you want to support Walking Papers and fucking Wheels?
The Academy, I think it was.
Was it the Academy?
It was the Academy or
Wheels,
I'm not sure.
One of them, anyway. We're like, holy shit, what the fuck? We've never got a big gig like that, like, you know? And like a big support act. Like, but unfortunately, we just couldn't. The lads were actually in work. They couldn't get out early. Paul hadn't really jammed enough. And
yeah.
I think I was actually going to play bass.
yeah,
but I think it was probably better we didn't.
No.
Yeah.
It was too last minute, too rushed.
It obviously, it obviously wasn't the right gig for us.
100%, exactly. Look, it wasn't
the right
one. Yeah. But, man, it's as I said, it's definitely, there's no point in us trying to say, right, look, John, I'm sick of this Alice in Chains thing now. Let's get heavier, because that's not us. And if we start changing our sound now, we'd be crazy. Force it. If it comes, cool. Don't force a change.
But sure, look at when they went heavy. They were fucking heavier than anyone.
Yeah. 100%.
You know what I mean?
They're not a grunge band.
No,
they are not a grunge band.
Do you know something? They were the fucking dark, the black sheep of the family, of the Seattle family.
Yeah.
They were not a grunge band. They were more of a metal type band.
Oh, I think they were like the toy between grunge and metal.
Yeah.
They kind of held the bridge between the both of them, because they kept some of the heavy roots with the bluesy influence as well.
Do you know what? I see a lot of us in them, because you even look at the Clash of the Titans tour they did in 1991. They were with Slayer,
Megadeth,
and Anthrax.
Yeah.
And people were kind of like, who are these? I think they were, Lance said he was getting bottles thrown at him one day. He was actually getting in fights with crowd members and stuff. It actually feels quite similar to us, because I still think we're the kind of the outsiders. I actually said this last night to somebody else, that it's like, we feel like we're the outcasts a little bit. We don't get a lot of attention in Dublin or in Ireland. within the metal scene, because I don't know if it's because people don't think we are metal. Do we belong in the kind of rock scene? I know they're the same thing anyway.
It's one and the same, really.
Yeah. But we kind of feel like, I think the way Alice in Chains did as well, I think because our sound is just really different. People don't know what to label us.
Yeah, you didn't need to label you, that's the thing.
That we don't give a shit. I said it again last night.
You like it.
Exactly. I said last night, the four of us have fun within the four of us. We're not a band that you're going to see a bottle of water on stage. It's Buckfast, it's beer, it's fucking Jack Daniels, and we have fun with us, and that feeds off the crowd then.
Yeah.
And
it's like a gang.
100%. And I think, not playing by the rules, I don't want to say that, but maybe if more bands going to not have that, fuck this, I don't give a shit, you know what I mean? As long as we're writing good music, people like it, let's have fun with us.
Yeah.
I think if more people did that, maybe things would change slightly.
I agree.
I think maybe that's another reason why people don't really pay much attention to us, because they're probably, oh, these are just going to be drunk and fucking, you know what I mean?
I think I'm not saying that I worry too much about who's paying attention to you, but I think it's the wrong people you're probably,
100%.
You think, have to be interested in you or not.
I don't know. If you've seen the videos, I covered a couple of Alice in Chains songs and sent them onto this Lane Staley page, and it's obviously mostly American people, but people from all over the world. And Creep got a lot of new likes over that.
There you go.
You know what I mean? And that was great. And when this music video dropped on Tuesday, literally, it was all the Americans that were sharing it. They were loving it.
Hello, we shared it.
Well, of course. And everything, actually, on 2000 King Hall's Court, their own page.
We got the
full. Yeah. We got the three-way. It's just, that's our audience. I don't think I'm not saying our audience isn't here, but definitely our audience, you know, to a greater extent, is definitely that Seattle kind of, you know.
Well, I think if you aim to just get the Irish crowd, then you'll get that.
Yeah, we always get a good reaction to shows.
I always think
the main thing you should do as a band is just try and play stuff that you want to listen to, you want to hear, that hasn't really been done. Like, listen, once you get your own kind of following that way, like if you can impress yourself and like listen to your own music when you're at home and stuff like that, other people are gonna listen.
There's not a band in this country like us.
No.
We're definitely in our own little we don't sound like anybody in Ireland, nobody in Ireland sounds like us. We're just completely different. And I love that.
That's why I gravitate towards you.
Because different, sort of fresh, man.
We're kind of different from a lot of the doom bands or the sludge bands. You know, we're not quite in that far enough to be classed as either.
Yeah.
So I think that's what resonates with me with you. First of all, amazing vocalist. I mean. Great guitarists, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Great catchy songs, good songs. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
It's even the same back to you, though. I remember the first time I heard you guys, I said, that's something I haven't heard. That's something nice and different, like, you know what I mean? And obviously, we got to know each other through. The first time I got to know you was with that text message I think you sent out to us. You said, I'd like to get the finalists on. And me and Lane came on.
Yeah, that's right.
The first year we got to the final.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we've been friends ever since.
And we've been friends ever since. And obviously, then I checked you out and I was like, holy shit. Remember me and Lane were here, and we seen you come into the door. Me and Lane was like, look at the size of this fucking cunt, oh my god. And he opens the door, how are you lads? I was like, oh. And I was like, oh. I was just about, all right, boys.
This book is always judged by its cover. It really is. It's been done many times.
Little did we know that you're the sweetest guy in the world. Like.
Shut up, man.
Oh, stop. Rory's image.
Whatever. So, what songs really, really, really do it for you with Alice in Chains? I mean,
the first few songs we started jamming were mostly like the unplugged kind of stuff, like Nutshell, Down the Hole,
Wood,
Brother.
Yeah, and I mean, Wood.
At one stage, we could play the whole unplugged album set and finish, sitting in the front garden. That's how we used to
be awesome.
Sit there and learn all the songs. Now I don't know if you could fucking pull it off at all.
Yeah.
But we did, now we're all at one stage, and then like, the first song you ever sang in front of anybody was the two of us in the garden jamming over Long Gone Day with Mad Season.
Savage.
Then he's been stuck on the microphone.
Would you like some of that behind the mic for a change, would you?
Maybe for a little bit.
Well, yeah, I'll put the word out for you.
Yeah, I haven't shut up since then. But, do you know what? It was always the really vocally challenging songs that kind of grabbed me, because I said, I'd love to be able to do that. Do you know what I mean? I still can't.
No one ever will again.
But just the same rehearsing, if we're looking for any fresh covers, it's always us sending stuff in, and he's like, lads, will you fuck off? We've not done
you can do it.
That's the problem with it, when you have with these on voice, they give you fucking, you can do that. Yeah,
well, remember, man, we played, we were actually in Alice in Chains cover band for, what, 2 days?
2 days.
So we done a Dublin show in Fibbers, and then we done a show in Drogheda, and... So because we didn't have an awful lot of Alice in Chains material, what we done was, I think we played 2 hours.
Yeah, half an hour.
Half an hour of our own stuff first. Then we done an hour and a half of Alice in Chains. Two nights in a row.
Wow.
I was on my deathbed. I was so sick. Like, really sick. I was actually about to pull out the second night and draw it because I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't move from the bed in the hotel. Like, so could you imagine some of the songs that we had in that set list? I'm singing high and quite powerful anyway. And then have to do Alice in Chains for an hour and a half.
Jesus.
I was... fucked, man. I remember, I swear to God, man, the show in Fibbers, I think it was, we were coming towards the end of the set, and my girlfriend was there, and Michelle was just there. Well, my voice was alright, it kind of held up. She could see I was in a lot of pain, and I was starting to just, my body was coming down, and she was like, get
Jesus.
Off, you're going to have to get off, like, you can't do this, like, then I do, and go and do another fucking night then.
I remember sitting in the bar before we were going on stage, watching them set up, and he's, like, slumped over the table with a hot whiskey in front of him, and he's just like, I don't think I can do it, and then he stood up for a smoke and knocked the hot whiskey in my lap. The guy stand up on stage looking like a piss myself.
Oh, jeez.
2 hours set of Alice in Chains.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what? Funny. A song that really I love is Frogs.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Unplugged.
It's so well, yeah, especially the Unplugged.
Yeah,
Unplugged.
Jerry Space Devil.
So dark.
Jerry, you ever see Jerry Cantrell in that? Like, he actually starts the song too fast, if you know.
That's right. Yeah,
he slows it down, doesn't he? Because
he
was zoned out, man. He was fucking in the world of his own.
It's a great song.
It's so dark, isn't it?
I resonate like their obviously not their lyrics wouldn't resonate with me as much. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's such like it's darker, it's a darker place than I've ever been.
Yeah.
Like Lane has been to places I could never even imagine. But the music is the perfect amount of darkness for me.
100%.
You know
but
what I mean?
But even without like the lyrics or Lane's vocals, you can listen to them songs just instrumental alone. Like Super Jerry's riffs and solos and stuff, just they're so catchy you can't help.
They're
it.
So
like,
off as well. Like, it's that dark, like literally, you know, Frogs. Like,
yeah.
It's just unbelievable. You wouldn't think of doing something like that with a chord on the bottom of it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's that. Jerry had amazing talent when it came to riffs. Still does when it came to riffs. They're not even riffs. I don't know what they are. It's like he sold them on, like, especially in Facelift, man.
Yeah.
You know?
They're journeys. Just, that's what they are.
Yeah. His timing between himself to Sean Kinney as well. The two of them.
Very underrated drummer.
The most underrated drummer. In my opinion,
the most underrated drummer.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
He's unreal.
He's very technical as well.
Yeah, he is. Extremely.
With some of the songs.
He's quite shy. I noticed him when we went to see him in the Olympia. He's a bit of a show pony, man. He can do lots of mad tricks.
He loves
the
sticks.
I never noticed it with him before. I'm going to look at him. Jesus, I think the hell the drumstick. Our drummer fucking drops it if he looks at it. He snaps them.
He actually rarely
drops them. He just snaps them because Lion, as you know, hits very, very hard.
From three in the last practice, I think.
Three in the last rehearsal. Three sticks.
In one song.
Yeah. Cannon arm, we call it. You just literally just boom.
So what was the 4,000 Chain song you both heard collectively? Was it?
For me, it was probably that song, Them Bones, because it was in the old Grand Theft Auto. And then I went to see them live. It was the first concert I went to.
Where did you go to see them?
The RDS, Metallica, Alice in Chains.
That was with Duval, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2006. First time I've seen it.
Their first tour, I think, with Duval.
Would have been.
First song would have been Angry Chair for me, because I remember watching it on television. My mum and dad was only a kid. And I just remember really clearly Lane Staley sitting down on the chair with the fucking snake going around his neck.
Yeah.
And I remember my mum and dad going, that's your brother's named after. I was like, that's Lane Staley from Alice in Chains. That memory still stays. I was probably three.
Wow.
I remember that so well.
Jeez.
I just remember seeing this guy sitting there on a chair with a snake going around his neck. Like, man, he's cool as shit. And it just stuck ever since.
It was Wood for me.
What stood out
for me was just how cool he looked in that video.
Yeah.
The hair slicked back and the glasses and the jumper, like the jumper, it was almost like a Freddy Krueger jumper, but not. I was just like, man, he is fucking
funny enough, Frank. True story, I dressed up as Lane Staley from Wood on Halloween. I actually never went through it. I think I went for a different kind of leather jacket Lane Staley look.
Mm.
But I originally slicked the hair back, drew it because I was only a kid, I didn't have a beard at the time, so I drew a goatee on me, had the shades. And my dad had a jumper. He actually dressed up as Freddy Krueger for Halloween one year. And he still had a red jumper. So I told dad to try dress up as the wood one. Yeah, but I don't know why I didn't go ahead with it though. But sorry, that's a true story. So there's that Freddy Krueger comparison again.
Jesus, the closest I ever came to kind of mimicking Lane Staley, I suppose you could say, was I was playing a gig with... Was it Two Tails? I can't remember. It was very early on in Two Tails of Walker. I think it was. It was one of the bands anyway. And I was in the Button Factory, which used to be, of course, the Temple Bar Music Centre.
I'd love to play.
Oh, it's cool.
Never been in it, actually.
Yeah, it's very good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we were playing this gig, and no one turned up. It wasn't our own gig.
We're all lawyers, man.
So, like
the bar show.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's a big venue, like, you know. And then, so, there was the sound guy, and the stage fellow was like, come on, he's around, come on, come on. I'm like, oh, here, fuck this. I downed two bottles of, what you call it? What's that cider?
Woman?
Copperberg.
Oh, Copperberg. Yeah.
Downed two of them before I went out. Put on me, I had a leather jacket like Lance Daly, and we shades. Mm. I didn't give a bollocks. And I just went up and I just stood at the mic. Like, I was doing my best Lance Daly impression, and I even did, yeah, you know? And then I was like, yeah, fuck, I threw the mic down.
Yeah. I used to do that a lot, man. Obviously, I can't do it now playing guitar, but when, you know, for the first kind of, Jesus, 6 years, seven, whatever it was, you know, before I started playing guitar, I was really... It was kind of like a mix of Lane Staley and Mark Lanigan, always just onto the mic stand, you know. And that's, I think, the comparison came more so because of that.
Yeah.
And with the headbang, I was doing the side to side as well.
Yeah, with the guitar.
Yeah, yeah. Even doing it now with the guitar, actually. Yeah. Done on the video, I think, at one stage. And, yeah, and then after that, I said, no, I kind of went into a more kind of metal thing than the last year before I started playing guitar. I'd never actually had the mic in the stand. It was always off. It was always just in my hand, like, to kind of try a different kind of style. I started to growl a little bit more, like, you know. Just to get a little bit heavier because I felt it's going that way. Like, but yeah, definitely that, you know, foot in the monitor as well with the mic stand.
Yeah,
you got to have the foot in the monitor. If you could reach it, it would put the muscle away. I was just pulling my hamstring or something.
I did that once. I can't remember where it was. See, I've done so many gigs. But I went to put my foot on the monitor, right?
Mm.
And the monitor went forward. And only, who was it? I think Lara pulled me back. Lara was in the band. Mm. He just pulled me back.
I've done that once, and ever since then I just stay away from the monitor. It's like, oh, I can't do that again.
Yeah, do you ever black out, or like, do you ever hit a really high or powerful note and you fuzz up? Happened to us when we were covering Man in the Box in the Grind Store, and it was the last note, the last chorus.
Oh god.
And I went for it and just went, all of a sudden I just heard zzzz, and everything just went black. And I was like, I'm gonna fucking collapse. And I remember then I just kind of woke back up, and it was so weird because I woke back up just in time for the next lyric.
Wow.
It felt like I was there for about 2 minutes. Literally, it was probably only about 2 seconds. Having just completely blacked, completely went.
Having me doing walking fibers, start windmilling for the whole verse. It was locked as it was already.
We stopped windmilling
and I looked up and everything else was still spinning.
Oh, God.
We were really drunk at that show.
What was that one?
We played. Oh, actually, you know what? No. Did we?
That was only a few months ago, wasn't it?
Who were we playing? Yeah, do you know, we were playing with Motorheaders.
Yeah,
and that's the first time we met Scathed.
They supported
as well, yeah. And I remember I met Ainsley and her fella Ed, I think.
That's right, he's in Jailboards.
Jailboards, yeah. I think he's in another band as well, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah,
that's the one I know him from.
And I remember I met them in the subway after. I remember just kind of getting to know them. I remember that night really well, actually. Good guys, actually, the two of them.
So do you think, we moved this on a little bit, do you think there's many... a lot of Irish people like Alice in Chains, don't they?
Yeah.
I think a lot of Irish people
they do.
Like Alice in Chains now, you know? I mean, what's your take on Duval compared to Len?
I've been very vocal about it.
I know you have, that's why.
And
there we go.
I think I've seen, because I've made like a lot of new Facebook friends, as I said, from the States.
Mm.
Now, a lot of them, I don't care if they listen, a lot of them are just these... divorced 50-year-old women, you know what I mean, that just think they're going through the same pain as Lane Staley and stuff like that. I said, if you fucking marry, you wouldn't be putting on social media every 2 minutes. That's the way I always say it. But anyway, they just completely just insult William Duvall all the time. Like, so like, hang on a second, are you even a fan of the band? Like, is it just because he's good looking? somebody put up, I can't believe I'm going to say, somebody put up farming with Lion Stadium, gardening with Lion Stadium one day, with pictures of him in the flower pot. She wanted to garden with him. That's fucked up. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's America for you, baby.
Yeah, and do you know what? That's the thing, and they're going to comment on their new singer. That's actually an absolutely amazing vocalist, and it seems to be a really nice guy.
Yeah,
he's replied to me, and he told me a comment on his stuff on Facebook. He's always replying to people. I think he's a fucking good guy. He's a great musician. His album, man, his solo stuff is really good.
Yeah,
really, really good.
I found it hard to take to him initially.
A lot of people did. It was a big change.
Yeah.
Because Lane was so good.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, technically, I know he's been replaced, but he's irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a different band now, really.
But it's like, kind of smart of Jerry, like, on his part, to not just go for someone set the same. There's not going to be anybody the same as Lane.
No, but even similar.
To try and copy. You went for somebody with a different style and a different kind of vocal sound, like, to try and...
And you even hear people as well talking about, well, Jerry should have stayed on set, right? But then that means Love, Hate, Love would have to get dropped from the set. Man, the Box would have to get dropped. Jerry wouldn't be able to sing that.
No. Does his fair share of lead vocals now, anyway.
Yeah. I think the two of them are just co-vocals.
They're shared vocals.
Which is great. I think that's a really smart move.
At the start, it wasn't like that, I think. It was mainly William.
For Black is Way to Blue, you only done vocals on his own on like two or three songs with him.
Did. You know, it was actually more so Devil Put Dinosaurs Here.
Yeah.
He very rarely sang on his own, and I didn't like that. I just kind of said, for fuck's sake, Jerry, man, take a bit of a back step there. Let the guy do it, like, you know.
Yeah.
And obviously, you hear that a lot in Rainier 5. That's a great album, Rainier 5. That is a great album. And William takes a bit more lead in it as well. He's got a good voice, man.
He's a great voice.
It works well with that megaphone effect. It suits his voice a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds really, really cool. They do it in a lot of other songs. But Far Under, like, my favourite song off Rainier Fog.
Yeah.
William wrote the whole thing. That's he brought cool back song, in those bendy strings Jerry was saying, you know, and he even does the solo in it. He's a very good guitarist.
Well, there you go.
Very good guitarist, yeah.
Sounds like someone we know.
He's better than me, man. All round, he's better than me.
So... We're going to try and get you to do a cover.
Let's do it.
How does that sound?
Beautiful.
What song are you going to cover?
I think we'll do a Nutshell, because me and Liam, actually, I think this is going to be one of the first songs, if not the first song, we played together.
Probably the first one, yeah.
Yeah.
After.
There's actually a video I'm going to try and dig it out for you later on YouTube from, I'd say, 13 years ago. Probably
at least
13, 14 years ago of us covering it. It's just an audio.
Oh, definitely.
Liam made like a YouTube video, like pictures, different pictures of Alice in Chains and stuff.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And I literally sounded, now I think I was about 12.
It sounds like it's fast forward, like the voice is that
high. My voice is so high pitched, man.
I'm going to hear that.
I'll plug it for you later on, yeah.
Right, well, look, so we're doing, you're going to do Nutshell, yeah?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Right, let me, before you do, let me just get, you know, just go get a drink and. If you want to go for piss, go for piss, and then we'll come back and we'll get into it. And so here we are after an extended piss and alcohol break. We're here with Creep, Liam and Jason. Thanks for coming in again. It's been a great old chat so far, I have to say.
Bit of crack.
Well, now we're going to hear you covering an Alice in Chains song. How do you feel about that?
Very excited. Very used to it.
That's what I like to hear. So, what are you going to do?
We'll do Nutshell. As I said earlier, you know, it was one of the first kind of songs that we played together. So, yeah, bit of a blast in the past, you know, and it's a great song in general. So,
that's
a lot of, you know, people that maybe don't know Alice in Chains so much will certainly know this song. So.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Take it away.
Thank you.
trace the path of time. And yet I fight, and yet I fight this battle all alone. No one to cry to. Gift of self is raped. My privacy is raped. And yet I find, and yet I find, repeating in my head. If I can be my own, I'd feel better dead.
Very nice. Sound all right, did it? Thank you very much, fellas. No, that was awesome.
That was nice.
It was very fucking nice. yeah, so, I mean, I think the Unplugged album, really, the albums, Jared, Flies and Sap,
yeah,
they really hold a lot of, you know, weight in my life.
Mm.
I presume it's the same for you boys as well. And I think any self-respecting Alice in Chains fan would be as well.
Yeah.
You know,
just as much as part of the Alice in Chains catalogue as any other album. Like.
Mm.
It's so raw. It's so bare. It's so, it's them right down.
Mm.
You know, almost not as raw as Dirt, but fucking raw. Yeah.
You got even Sap there as well. You know, you got some acoustic song. That is just, I mean, Got Me Wrong is probably...
That's my favourite song of that.
Yeah, probably. It's probably my favourite Alice song.
Can you play that?
Yeah, I think they were not a bar.
Maybe we'll do it off camera. We'll do it for an extra.
We will, 100%. Yeah, it's a very good song. I love the melodies in it, you know.
Me too.
The lyrics are so... What the fuck is he talking about? Yeah. What is he doing? Like, threadbare tapestry unwinding slow, you know, it just like there's so many lyrics in it, you know, where you may not be here when I leave. It's kind of, it's just crazy, you know. Yeah. It's just the lyrics always got to me in that song. I was like, man,
beautiful.
He's talking from a different fucking dimension there, like, you know.
Yeah.
The man was from a different dimension.
Yeah, but even like, you know, Am I Inside? Just an amazing song. Like, an amazing song. You know. But Zap, definitely, I love that album. Or EP, as it's called.
EP, yeah, Jesus. So look, here's the part now where I'm gonna join in, which is
never gonna sound good.
I'll stop you. This is the fun for me, the part where I make a show of myself. So we're gonna cover, the three of us are gonna cover another Alice in Chains song, and it's a song myself and yourself wanted to do for a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's Roy Thorn from Jarrah Flies.
Mm-hmm.
and we're going to cover all the vocal bits.
Oh yes.
But we'll see how it goes, and I think we'll end with this, if that's all right with yourselves.
That'll be fine for us.
Have you any other plans coming up at the moment? Have you any with our, all our restrictions going on? Mm-hmm. Have Scree Band coming up?
Not that I know. No, it is. I mean, like, obviously we just had the video out, you know, so we'll kind of see, you know. We could maybe do another one soon, hopefully, because as I said, the song's there to mess around with.
By the way, sorry, who did the video for us?
Oh, sorry, yeah, Jesus. Massive shout out to Ryan Forsyth from Forsyth Media, and JP Quill as well.
Okay.
He's the guy that recorded it, and Ryan edited it and mixed and done a super job. I went down to his house to do it with him, and the two boys were absolutely amazing. I'd give them, you know, the links actually to the video we released on Facebook, their links to their pages is actually on that.
Oh, brilliant.
On that post. So please, guys, check them out. I cannot recommend them enough.
It's only the second video they've done as well.
Only the
really?
Second video
one this year. Anyway,
jeez, for the second one, that's good.
It's very, very good. Very, very well put together, yeah. So, yeah, it's good.
Cool.
So, yeah, big shout out to the two boys. They were super, super professional, you know.
Okay, well, here's where I make you sound bad. Anyway, look, let's give this a go, okay? And it's been an awesome afternoon, which is, I have to say.
Absolutely, man. We've got a lot of fun, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
And nice. I always say, let's do it again, and we will do it again.
Yeah, it's nice to see people, you know, in the metal community again, you know.
Absolutely.
It's nice, you know, normality.
And Liam, great to have you on King Rose Court. You going to come back?
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe get you come up on your own sometime.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
talk about guitarists.
That'd be awesome.
And guitarists and blues and...
Yeah,
whatever
that's
else.
That's a 3-hour, 4-hour podcast right there.
Obviously, break it up into 3 or 4 podcasts. Right? Okay, this is King Lo's Court Under the Influence with Roy Thorn. Let's go.
See you guys.
But you won't forget. Still I-
Folks, thanks a million.
Carol, thank you for having us.
See you soon.